Members of the parish Gerald Bosom once led followed the defamation trial anxiously, according to Father Larry Bakke. Bakke took over after Bosom was suspended from St. Joseph's Catholic Church following past accusations of sexual abuse at another parish. Father Bakke calls Bosom a good friend who felt compelled to take his 26-year-old accuser to court in hopes of clearing a tarnished reputation.
Him stepping forward with a lawsuit is a statement for anyone who may be falsely accused that they do have a voice and that they don't have to just be a victim of accusation, whether that's priests or teachers or anybody.
The defamation lawsuit dismays those who believe the man who says Father Bosom sexually abused him when he was 12. Supporter Peter Isley is the Midwest director of SNAP. It's a support network for those abused by priests. He and others are concerned that such suits will prevent a wide range of people from reporting sexual abuse.
Not just victims of clergy abuse, but any victim being abused, a little girl by a stepfather and she goes to church, and this is going to signal you're not going to be believed and this is what's going to happen to you.
Aside from the civil action, the Madison Catholic Diocese is conducting its own canon law proceedings about the accusations against Father Bosom. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.